KNKX food commentator Nancy Leeson loves the elegance of a linen napkin. 88.5's Dick Stein, on the other hand, opts for a less traditional but perhaps more practical way to mop his mug. The two make their cases for swabbing their faces on Food for Thought.
Hey, Stein. When I was a kid, for me, the height of elegance was linen napkins. I was convinced after I saw my high school sweetheart's family, they each had their own napkin ring. So here I was, 16 years old, in a house that used linen napkins like every night on the dinner table. Wow. Swore to God that when I had my own home, I would only use linen napkins. And if you think about it as something fancy smance, don't, because you can go to yard sales and thrift shops and get great linen napkins for cheap.
Well, number one, they're not really very absorbent, are they? Number two, you have to wash them.
There is that, Stein, but that's why you have the napkin ring, because everyone has their own and you reuse them. These are big, nice cloth napkins. I love them. We have napkin rings that say Madame et Monsieur, so we know whose is who. So what do you use, Stein?
Kitchen sponges. Get them a little bit damp. They're very absorbent. And then on the other side, you have the green scrubby for stuff that congeals in my mustache.
Or stuff that gets stuck on your shirt. Excuse me, do you also keep Clorox on the table?
In a crystal decanter.
Seriously, Stein. When my mother-in-law passed away, if she could see me using her beautiful little pastel-colored cocktail napkins every time I have company, I think she'd clink a champagne glass up in heaven or wherever she is.
Do they have the girl in the martini glass in Needlepoint?
Those are the ones you would have, along with those things on the back of your truck. But no, they do, however, I want to point out, have pretty little embroidered flowers on them. I have a feeling that Mac's Aunt Gertie might have done this. She was quite the seamstress. They're just so beautiful. I love to use them. I love to touch them. And it doesn't bother me that I have to wash them.
Well, why do you even need cocktail napkins? Are there no sleeves on your shirts?
You're incorrigible, mister.
Well, you know how much fun I have giving you a hard time about stuff like that. And, of course, I'm just kidding. Not about the sponges.
What kind of dish towels do you use at home?
I like cotton dish towels that are very absorbent, and I don't care if they get stained or not. DeGroote gives me a hard time if I mop up something that makes a stain on the dish towel. If it can't get dirty, I don't want it in the kitchen. I don't believe in having dish towels that are for show. I believe in having dish towels that I can mop stuff up with.
Do what I do. I have beautiful dish towels that I like to use. They're pretty and practical. Even better, terry cloth washcloths that I buy at Costco. They're like $12 for 20 or 25 of them for spills. If something falls on the floor and you need to wipe it up, just to wipe my hands, it makes me use a lot fewer paper towels.
Hey, that really is a good idea. And actually, we do have a ton of those little white terry cloth washcloths, you know, up in the bathroom where we use them as washcloths. I'm going to bring some of those down to the kitchen. But seriously, you don't use paper napkins at all?
When I was a kid, when I didn't live a very elegant life, I thought that that was the height of elegance. So for me, just to have that little bit of beauty in my day at that moment, when I take it out of the napkin ring and put it on my lap.
On your lap? You don't tuck it under your chin? Trust me, Nancy, try the sponges. You'll thank me.
Okay, all right.
With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
Do I have salad dressing on my chin?
To the left. Yeah, that got it. Leeson.
He's Dick.
Highly absorbent.
Stein.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, like this walrus.
Talk. Roar. Growl.
88.5 KNKX on knkx.org and NPR1.